Welcome to Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph, the conversations we have with our today's Q106 Facebook Live audience at the beginning of each show.
Hey, it's Jackson and Steph. Welcome to a special edition of Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph. Things are a little bit different. We're not Facebook Live. We pre-recorded this interview with a local hip-hop artist named Rip.
He is now international, though. He even made it to the Grammys. He's going to share that story. And he teamed up with one of our favorites, Kirstie Krause. And we're going to debut their version of Jolene. And he's here to tell us all about it.
So enjoy the interview. The song is at the end of it. So if you like it, please. Please click share and show some love. Enjoy today's special episode of Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph. So very glad to have this next person in studio as a special guest on Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph. You are a, and I'm going, you're probably going to correct me on this, but you are a Christian hip hop artist. Is that correct?
I mean,
what is the term?
I'm a recording artist. I've been making music for 20 years.
But you do make it with a certain... It's all your music.
What's your genre when people ask us?
It's hard to tell, man. I mean, I do make hip-hop music. I am a Christian. I have a wide fan base, so it's really hard. You know what I'm saying? I'll be honest with you, man. I mean, I've submitted my whole last album to the number one Christian hip-hop blog, period. And I was, you know what I'm saying, like, they denied every single, they haven't even showed me any love. So
really?
It's really hard. I've gotten more love on secular, like, top 40 radio with, like, Chris and all them and you guys than I have even sometimes in some of the Christian hip-hop circuit. So it's really hard to place me. I don't know. I am a Christian myself. My music does have a faith-based undertone, but at the end of the day, I make music, so I don't know what.
Well, you're joining us, and we do a morning show on country radio, so that's, I totally understand where you're coming from, Rip. And when people say, that's not country, and it's country pop, or it's more pop, or it's more Christian bass, I see where you're answering that one.
But yes, we are joined by recording artist Rip, and the reason we have you in is because you've got, well, first off, you're a really nice guy, incredibly talented, but you've got a new song coming out with one of our favorites. Used to be in a band called Thirsty Jones. But now she's down in Nashville doing big things. Mm-hmm. Kirstie Krause, you guys have a Jolene coming out that I got to hear via a video from YouTube from Brontfest where you debuted it.
Yeah.
This song is incredible.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. And honestly, that means the world to me. That means a lot coming from you. I'm truly grateful. I want to thank my buddy.
Anyone listening is going, oh, okay, he's got bad taste in radio DJs, but all right.
No, I gotta thank my buddy Aaron J right here next to me too, though, man. He's the one that kind of hooked up the collaboration. I had the idea. I've been a big Jolene fan my whole life, actually. I mean, I'm sorry, Dolly Parton fan. Like, actually, since we were kids, like, it goes way back to my childhood. I mean, we used to watch. I mean, you could talk about anything I hear, right?
Yeah.
I'm not even going to lie, man. Like, I mean, when we were kids, I mean, I don't know where my parents were, but I mean, we used to watch, like, The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas when we were, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, 4 years old.
Oh,
I mean, 9 to 5, Straight Talk, like, all of them. I don't know how, you know what I'm saying? Like, but we were, like, really big Dolly Parton fans. And my thing was, when I got older, I'm like, I really would like to make a Dolly Parton song, you know what I'm saying? So, actually, last year, for those that don't know, I was considered for Grammy. So I was at the Grammys last year, and she came out, and she performed Jolene with Miley Cyrus, and I'm sitting there in the crowd, and that's when I was kind of like, you know, now's the time more than ever. You know, there's no time like the present. I'm like, I'm going to do it on this album. So the concept was already there for the few months, you know, like, brewing. When I saw her, you know, at the Grammys, though, and Dolly Parton was honored as Music Cares Person of the Year, I'm like, you know, she's hot right now. Now's the time. You know, there's no time like the present. I'm like, I'm going to do it. So I pulled the trigger. I reached out to Aaron. I'm like, yo, I need a country singer on this. Like, who do you know? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, this has to be done right. And that's when he was just kind of like, I know I got the perfect person. He reached 100%. Out, and she was in. Kirstie was in. And even to this day, she's been so gung-ho and, like, awesome about it. She's cross-promoting it, and she's just been great. Like, she's been a dream come true to collaborate with.
I still follow her on Insta Story too because she was here on today's Q106 as a street teamer way back in the day.
Used to help us out with events and stuff like that. And it's great to see her down in Nashville making her dream come true, and great seeing her collaborate with a great artist like you, who has a great message. And it's such a great song. I've only heard the live version of it, so I'm really excited. I haven't even heard the version that we're gonna play here in a few minutes. I haven't even heard that yet, and I'm jacked up to be able to hear this and to get a chance to debut your music on here. And I know that we do a country music show, but hey, look, good music is good music no matter what. And that's a great chance to open people's ears to some good music. Yeah.
And speaking of Dolly, she's going to be at the CMA Awards. She's a guest co-host this year with Carrie Underwood and Reba. So who knows what Dolly... Dolly is going to be on stage. She was announced as a performance doing a duet again this time, like kind of like how she did it with Miley at the Grammys, this time with... Oh my gosh, they're so popular. Kings of Country, I believe is the name
of it. Oh, for King and Country. Yeah, yes. She remixed their new song, God Only Knows.
Wow.
So they had a music video. She's really big right now. I think Kygo just did an EDM song with her. She's really big right now. So like I'm telling you, like, the timing.
Dolly's been really big for a number of years.
I mean, but I'm just saying she's coming back in the forefront. She's kind of back in popular culture, like Jolene, her and everything. It's just it all worked out. Like timing was perfect. You know what I mean? So like.
She's staying relevant.
Yes. Everyone loves Dolly, and I think anyone that's ever met her, and anytime you hear people talking in country music, and we get to hear a little bit behind the scenes stuff, I've never heard anyone say anything at all negative about Dolly. So,
Can I say something about Dolly real quick?
Yes, DJ Aaron J. What's your story?
He's about to name drop us. He does that a lot. He knows Vanilla Ice.
I know Vanilla Ice.
Wait. Yeah, he knew I was going to say that. We're busting him out. Aaron J is a name dropper, and anytime
he has so many
I
cool drop stories.
No, you don't call him Vanilla Ice. What do you call him?
Rob. He's Rob.
He calls him Rob. They're buddies.
You were
buddies.
There.
They went to college together.
Anyway. Hey, can you get me close to Adam Sandler? Because. No. Vanilla Ice has been in Adam Sandler movies.
I know.
Drop us some Dolly here.
So Dolly. Right. Dolly was doing a show at the Coliseum, and I was doing a wedding at the Sheridan across the street. And I ran into some of her band, and I said, hey, come on up. Enjoy the party. And they did. But Dolly didn't come because when Dolly comes, Dolly has to be Dolly.
Well, Dolly
she's got to be all makeup. And
no offense, Dolly doesn't want to party with you.
Dolly didn't party with
she me. Is a homebody, though, too.
If it's any consolation, I was turned down by Dolly's people myself. True story. I actually reached out to her management, and it was a shot in the dark, but I tried getting a cameo from her in the music video.
Oh, well, you got to try.
The cool thing was, instead of being ignored, I actually got an email a couple days later. It was really quick, and they were like, I'm sorry, unfortunately, she's not available. So, I couldn't accept not trying, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Never give so, what you don't ask for.
Now, I mean, you have to ask permission to use that, to use the song, or is it since it's art and you're changing a certain part of it, what's the rule?
Correct.
So what that's kind of like a transformative. Rules? It's like a derivative work. So what you need to do is you need instead of like a cover license, we would get a sync license. It's called an interpolation license. Mm. So it's a lot less steps than like sampling a song. But there are small little legalities like that and stuff where the publisher's got to get their cut or whatever and stuff. Right. But
everybody's got to get paid.
That's the way the business goes.
Okay, so you get that. You call up Kirstie. Am I saying her name right? I'm always
interested. It's a hard one to say.
Kirstie Krause.
Kirstie
Krause. She's in.
Yeah.
And then you guys record this.
Yeah.
And we're about to debut it. Is that correct?
Yeah.
How do you feel about this finally, about it hitting people's ears? Because you played it for Brockfest, got a great reception.
Yeah.
But are you nervous? How do you feel about people? Whenever you release a song, how do you feel about it? Because what it is, people forget that this is an art piece. Whether you're a painter or you're a chef, when someone's trying your stuff, you want them to like it.
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, I actually just got a comment on Facebook yesterday of somebody that was disproving it. So, like, I got before the song's even out, someone's already disproving it.
Those are the trolls.
Hearing the full message or seeing the video. But you know what? Not everybody. You're not going to please everybody.
You can't.
The thing is, I'm very excited because... I think it's a great song. The original song is a great song. I'm very stoked about the collaboration. I think the music video turned out very great. The very few people who have seen it, they think it's a great video. I'm just super stoked. The message behind it, I think, is the biggest thing, which I think people will take away. And that's kind of a personal story to me. So, I mean, I just, overall, to be able to get that out and kind of hopefully open some hearts and eyes and maybe start conversations, I think, is the biggest thing for me. So, I'm excited.
While we have you here, Rip, I do want to hear your side of the story behind it then.
We got to open this can of worms
No doubt. No, definitely. I mean, okay, so a lot of, not everybody knows my story, but I've dealt with a lot of things in my life, but Jolene was just kind of like, I used it as kind of a metaphor for you know, addictions and vices and all these other kind of things like that steal you away from something that's good, that you have good going on in your life. Mm. So Jolene is like, you know, in my video, in my story, you know, Jolene was a sex addiction or whatever that was stealing me away from, you know, greater things in life. So, you know, Jolene could kind of be used as a metaphor for anybody who may be going through other things, whether it be other vices, addictions, or anything else in general. So, it's kind of, you know, the video kind of tells a story too, goes a little bit in depth, and it's just kind of personal to me. So
now we're gonna play the song. So where can folks get the video? Mm-hmm. What's your YouTube channel? Yeah, yeah. Your Insta stories? Your MySpace? Yep. Friendster? Where do we find you at?
You can go to myspace.com/rip.
Oh, you should call that.
Why are you guys laughing?
It's still up. It's still up.
Oh, you're right. MySpace became for artists.
He's still friends with Tom.
That's how I found this guy right here.
Actually, yeah, true story. Back in like early mid 2000s,
he found me
on MySpace. Actually, yeah.
Who is rip.com?
Who is rip.com is my website. All jokes aside, who is rip.com?
Has all my socials. Just 1P though.
1P, yep. Yeah. Who is rip.com? You can find me on youtube.com/riprecords. The video is going to debut at 2 p.m. on Friday. Me and Kirstie are actually going to be live, like, chatting with people. It's going to be a live premiere where we're going to be in a chat room with people. And we're going to hang around and talk to people during and after the video premiere, cool. too. So that's on YouTube. But my website, whoisrip.com, has all my social links. You can find me on Instagram at whoisrip and all that stuff. But whoisrip.com will have all the links
Let's
to all that stuff.
Let's support some local artists.
Absolutely.
So
local
much
and
work.
National, because you do big. You're at the Grammys.
International.
Oh.
I just did my last show, my first show in Honduras this summer.
What?
This podcast, we have listeners all around the world, actually. Yeah. We do.
That's
like two
no
or
lie.
Three of them, but we do.
Yeah. And we're like, why are they listening in Germany? Yeah, yeah. We're so confused. But now you're going to go international on our podcast,
hey,
too.
That's
I feel or maybe I got we can ride on Rip's coattails.
I think we're going to do that. I feel it right now. Remember back in the day on MTV when they would have the video premiere and, you know, like the
yes.
making of the video? Now, I feel like we're doing that right now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now, the world premiere of Jolene with Rip featuring Kirstie Krause.
Satisfied, no gratitude. Got a little taste, now he after you. He just opened up the gates, now they passing through. Now he laugh at you and the love you give. We're not latitude. Pursue you too, girl. Hush your lips. Could be his anchor, but he jumping ship when you rock the boat because of this. Hocus pocus, he can barely focus. See you warm and open, but he's slow to notice. Leave you torn and hoping he gon' close a curtain on the swarm of locusts. But she poured a potion with no emotion, and it got him like. Love the way that she smiles at me. Undoubtedly, she probably can grip me with her lips. I'm sick, Jolene. And it got him thinking, and it got this girl singing.
Jolene, Jolene, Jolene. Feel a hole in his chest like his heart is gone. Living in sin and he knows it's wrong. But he got a pain that he's trying to numb. He just needs some anesthesia, yeah. Jolene, the one to please ya. Like a pill up in Ibiza. So before it's peace and see ya. Just one more hit of sweet love. You a liar, still a cheater, yeah. His soul is tired of beat up. It's time to face his demon and praise the one that freed us. Yeah, praise the one, Jesus.
Let's go. I pray the Lord my soul to take. So if I die before I wake, I have faith he'll deliver from Jolene.
And it got him thinking he don't want his girl singing.
Jolene, Jolene, Jolene.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Social Mornings Podcast with Jackson and Steph. You can catch this podcast live and contribute by jumping on the Today's Q106 Facebook page Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. We usually wrap up around 5:45, but it's a good time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please click share. And if you want to check out any other episodes, you can find them all at Q106.com.